The other day, I went looking for my sense of humor. I searched everywhere I could think of. I looked in all the closets, checked under the laundry, dug through cabinets and behind the sink, under the beds, in drawers I hadn't opened in years. Nothing. It had to be here somewhere. It couldn't have wandered off on its own. I'm sure I just put it down absentmindedly and walked off, so I retraced my steps. Maybe I'd run into it. Well, it's been a few days, and I've been to the studio, the shop, the woodsheds, back on the trails, down to the beach. Nothing. Not a trace. Not even the shadow of a smile. It's been raining nearly constantly lately, and I'm worried I left it outside where it shrunk down to something small enough for the slugs to slime over. Something I might not even want to find, much less use again. Just some icky sog of a remnant nobody'd recognize. The shortest day of the year is coming up, and I really need to find that funny bone. Sun comes up about noon and starts sinking immediately. The rain drips off our clogged gutters, the storms keep blowing down trees in the back 40, and the news is too bleak to listen to anymore, at least without that lost sense of humor. I checked on eBay to see if maybe somebody had stolen mine and now was selling it. Used, slight wear, free shipping. Not only didn't I find mine, I didn't find anyone offering a reasonable replacement. Although, someone from Wisconsin had one for sale. Funny bone, never used, won't be needing it. Voted Trump, best offer. Bidding started at $25 with a $250 shipping charge. I noticed it had yet to get a single bid, even though it had been listed since the election. The idea of an unused, nearly new sense of humor was seriously tempting. And at this point of desperation, the exorbitant price was almost acceptable. But I'm going to hold out for one that's more tried and true. That one from Wisconsin. I bet it's dark and mean-spirited, you know, even if it works. I worry that its idea of funny is to belittle and bully, then laugh out loud at the victim's misery. Just make fun of others who are different, whose religion isn't the same, who have a disability, maybe. I'm not sure how much I'd be willing to pay for that. At least, not yet. Meanwhile, I'm going to keep looking for mine. It's got to be here somewhere. I just worry if I don't locate it soon. If I find it after prolonged inactivity, it'll be like my flashlight batteries, pretty much dead. Inauguration day is coming right up. I'm going to need to find it before then. That, or buy the one on eBay and take my chances.